Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, it's Eagles 360. We come your way Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles coming off a tough loss on the football field and some losses off the field. Sam Bradford with a concussion and the shoulder injury. Ryan Matthews with a concussion. How long does it take? I mean, you've had them. I know it's been a tough process. What happens immediately after you're diagnosed?
After you're diagnosed, you're going to go through the impact test. And before the season starts, you get a baseline. You say, this is where I'm at when I'm normal, when I'm healthy. And then after you sustain a concussion, you say, okay, we're going to take that same test. And now you're trying to figure out, where are your levels? How much distance is it between where you're at now and where you're at the beginning of the season? And I think that's what they're doing with Sam Bradford. There's no really true way to tell how long it's going to take. It can be a week. It can be 4 or 5 weeks. For me, it was 6 weeks. And this day I came back for the game I came back in, I got another concussion. And so this type of thing can vary. Who knows how bad Sam Bradford is? Always wish for the best in this type of situation.
And then Ryan Matthews also with a concussion. We'll get updates during the week. And then Jason Peters missing the game on Sunday. It turned out, Brian, that as well as the offensive line performed in Dallas, studying for a week, studying Dennis Kelly and Lane Johnson in that interior, the Miami Dolphins took advantage of that. Back spasms for Jason Peters, not what you want to hear for a big man.
Yeah, well, you know, Jason Peters is one of the toughest guys that I've seen. I played with him a few years, and he's tough. So I know that if he was able to play, he would definitely be out there helping his team. He did that earlier in the season. So for a big guy, Trey Thomas had a lot of back spasms. He had a lot of back problems. Same type of thing for a big guy like Jason Peters. You wish him the best, but this team needs him back. They need him back in a big way. Dennis Kelly, just like you said, he's a reserve. When guys study you, they get paid on the other side of the ball, too. When guys study you all week long, they understand your strengths, they understand your weaknesses, and your weaknesses will be attacked, and they got exploited this weekend. Yeah.
Now, about from a mental standpoint, tough loss, 4-5. The division's still crazy, wide open. Thank you, New England Patriots. Thank you, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brian, how do you bounce back from this?
Well, it's simple. Your coach comes in the locker room and comes into the meeting room, and he says, we still, all the goals that we had in front of us, they're still there to be taken. We still have an ability to win our division. We still have an ability to get into the playoffs. That's all you want. You want to have a chance to have a chance to get into the tournament. They still have that ability. That's all you can look forward to as a football team.
All right, so that is the state of the Philadelphia Eagles, still alive in 2015. We've got one more segment to go. We'll be back with Eagles 360 in just one moment.